From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At last summer's Republican National Convention in New York City, thousands of protesters chanted, "The whole world is watching." Just to make sure, they videotaped their own demonstrations and arrests. Now, those amateur videotapes are paying off. The New York Times reports that hundreds of the protesters have had the charges against them dismissed. Their video recordings contradict police statements. NPR's Robert Smith has the story.
During the Republican National Convention last summer, protesters met on the steps of the New York Public Library and attempted to hang a banner over its famous stone lions. At the time, Cindy Bruce described what was happening.
As soon as they held up the sign, the officers swooped in and arrested them and pushed us out of the way, pushed us off the stairs. And now we're down here and our friends are arrested for no reason.
75 people were arrested at the library, including an anti-war activist, Dennis Kine. The arresting officer claimed that Kine resisted arrest, but Martin Stolar, president of the New York chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, says someone had a video camera rolling.
And it showed not only was that officer not involved in the arrest, but the defendant went peacefully. The fact that there was videotape helped exonerate that particular defendant.
It was no coincidence that the arrest was caught on tape. The group Eyewitness Video trained 200 activists to be in various protests around the city. Eileen Clancy says they spent weeks afterwards analyzing the tapes.
There were quite a few hours of tape that we've had to watch, and dealing with videotape is actually very time-consuming, and attempting to log it all and all that. So we actually had a lot of people who came and offered help to us.
Stolar from the National Lawyers Guild says he knows of hundreds of cases where the video later allowed the charges against the defendants to be dropped.
Videotape is to demonstrations as DNA is to murder cases.
For instance, at one of the protests near Ground Zero,
we had video of the police officer announcing, "March 2x2, obey the traffic lights and you won't be arrested." We have him on tape saying that.
You have to walk in either a single or double file so that you do not obstruct pedestrian traffic.
And then all of a sudden we see other police officers come in and arrest everybody and surround them with orange netting. That's what led the district attorney's office to voluntarily dismiss all those cases in the interest of justice.
A spokesperson for the district attorney, Barbara Thompson, says that it's normal for the DA to be brought evidence, like a videotape, by a defense attorney and to change their case because of it. Of the 1,800 people arrested at the convention, only 10% have been convicted or pled guilty. Defense attorneys say that it's evidence that the police acted too rashly in arresting protesters, but the police see it differently.
The notion that the camera sees all, tells all, and is the unbiased account of reality is simply not always the case.
Paul Brown is the spokesperson for the New York Police Department. He says that sometimes a person can be caught acting calmly on tape, but then become more violent when the camera is turned elsewhere. Brown suggests a different conclusion from watching the videotapes.
You know, despite, you know, hours or days or weeks of pouring through all these videos, critics of the police department was unable to find instances of police brutality.
The dismissal of the charges against the RNC protesters is a bittersweet victory, though, months after the demonstrations. As one participant said, there's been so much focus on the police and the number of people arrested, the message of the protest was lost. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.